today's meeting. And with that, I'll turn it over to our staff attorney, John Kotelnik.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Again, John Kotelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. Just a reminder for the public, there are actually two portions to our public testimony. The first is the actual public hearing, which relates to individuals giving testimony for the commission to consider for finalizations and finalizations only. So that's items 10 and 11, which is the fishing regulations and the threatened and endangered species. The second part is the open forum, which is the opportunity for the public to come and give testimony to the commission regarding any topic they choose. Again, a reminder, all time 3 minutes, and just be courteous of everyone else's time because there's a lot of people here. So for public hearing, I have Mr. John Klunt representing the Lake Mitchell Bassmasters. Are you online, Mr. Klunt?
I'm here.
Oh, so go ahead.
Since early 2001, Lake Mitchell Bassmasters has been.
Oh, could you just say your name for the record too? That'd be helpful.
Hi, my name is John Klute. I represent Lake Mitchell Bassmasters. Since 2001, we've been working on a project to improve the bass fishing at Lake Mitchell. Over the years, we've noticed a decline in the trajectory, and we provided some catch rates at some of our tournaments. And just through discussing with our club members, we're not seeing catches of smaller bass. And in 2018, it was decided to remove the length limit. So with the decline in the bass population, we're in favor of reinstating the 15-inch minimum length limit to kind of support the bass that we do have left in there and kind of address our concerns with the declining trajectory of the fishery. Our club has been involved with habitat projects at Lake Mitchell over the last few years. We've shared the cost of putting in habitat structures in Lake Mitchell, which helps support the fishery. And we've provided funds to share the cost for a floating dock in the boat launch that we use for our tournaments. I guess with the decline in the bass fishing out at Lake Mitchell, it's hard to determine the cause of it, but we know it's hard to stock bass in Lake Mitchell because it's a large body of water. And it would take a lot of bass and it costs a lot of money to stock bass. And one of our members teasingly proposed a project where we would catch and transfer bass into Lake Mitchell. That's kind of a complex project that's costly and it's hard to locate bass to put in the lake. And at the time when we started thinking about this project, improving the fishery, there wasn't a way to kind of stock Lake Mitchell with bass, especially the size that we feel we would need to help support a good fishery again. Things have changed since 2001. Timetable has moved up for a habitat project that's going to be taking place at Lake Mitchell, where they're going to draw down the lake. So eventually, we're hopeful that there'll be better habitat for bass at Lake Mitchell, and that we can continue to work with the Game Fish and Parks like we have with this project as far as reinstating the 15-inch minimum. We just hope to continue to work with the Game Fish and Parks because we can't do it without help of habitat and help of regulations and management for the bass population. That's all I have. Any questions?
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else in the room or online that would wish to give testimony related to the finalization item number 10, fishing regulations? Hearing none, going on to an item number 11. I have Nathan Mueller. Nathan, are you there?
Yep. I'm just here to Nathan Mueller, from up in Grant County, South Dakota. We had been working behind the scenes. You guys had already had a first reading for disabled assistance of disabled fishing program. And I'm just here to give my support. We appreciate what you guys have put forward already. And figured you were close. Since I couldn't make it out to Rapid for the first reading, thought we'd make it here for the second reading. Sure that we were still definitely interested and very pleased with what's going forward. Any questions?
I think it's just, it was good that you guys initially brought that issue forward, and I think it shows you that, public testimony is important in making us aware of it, and congratulate our staff for getting with you right away and working to try to find a solution to the issue. So,
yep, you guys did an excellent job. Everybody worked well with us. It all worked out well. Thanks.
Bet. Thanks for coming. Those are the only two individuals I had signed up for the public hearing. Is there anyone else online or in person that wishes to give testimony related to items 10 and 11 and finalizations? Hearing none, that would conclude the public hearing portion of this meeting, Mr. Chair. And we'll move into the open forum portion. Again, a reminder, please limit your testimony to 3 minutes. Currently, I only have two people signed up for the open forum. Jerry LeClaire.
Even though he read your name, Jerry, if you just say your name or your
phone. Okay, Jerry LeClaire, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm coming before you to discuss fish cleaning tables and docks. Earlier in my career, I fished the river a lot. Great fish cleaning tables, docks, and everything. Now I'm fishing the Northeast, where I'm originally from, and you go on, say, Bitter Lake, you go on the South Landing. There's people from South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Iowa there. There's no place to clean fish. And so this summer, when you're fishing, the fish, when they came out of the water, were really warm. You turn the live well on, suck the water off the surface, they get warmer. And when you get all done, where do you go? What do you do with them? There's no table there to clean them. Yeah, you can put them in a cooler, but it'd be nice to get them played out right there when you come in. Same with Wabe. There's a lot of traffic out Wabe. No fish cleaning table there. There's one in Big Stone, one in Pickerel, Onset, Thompson. I think you're putting one in Kamapeska. And I think in the next budget year, you should budget for some fish cleaning tables at some of the other lakes and at Glacier Lakes. And as far as the docks, I grew up by Lake Travers. And the docks are not in very good shape there. And Waldo's Landing, which is the oldest one, if you don't know, there's one lane to put your boat in at the, and so if you swing your boat like this, there's a big boulder right under the surface. And for the people that fish there a lot, grew up there, we know it's there. So you go straight out. If you don't know it's there and you go like this, your prop goes right into that rock. Also, they don't, that's a heavily fished lake too. Now with the walleye population, the bass population there, and it's night and day difference between the 3 boat ramps in Minnesota and the 2 boat ramps in South Dakota. They're very nice. South Dakota, not very nice. They're shallow. The one down by Jensen's Island can only maybe accommodate 7-8 rigs. If you park in the grass, it's a low spot. So if it rains, it's in water. You go up by Diamond, and you'd have to drag a 12-foot duck boat probably about 50 feet to get it into the water. You drop off about this far, and it's just a narrow road going down that most of the time you can't even see. It's just a path in the Game, Fish, and Parks area. And that should be removed from the sign that says boat landing, because it's not really a boat landing. And what I would like to see is we start spending some money on the northeastern lakes. They're heavily fished, and compared to the Missouri River, if you go to Bitter, that parking lot's just as full as a lot of the parking lots on the Missouri River, but doesn't have near the facilities. And, you know, even if you bring your own table and you clean your fish, what do you do with the guts? You go to that next service station and throw them in their garbage can. You throw them in a ditch. The people from Iowa or from me living in Sioux Falls, I transport them 180 miles in my boat or in the back. So I just wish that we'd see some game fish and parks money come to the Northeast where a lot of people are fishing. That's all I have to say. Any questions?